are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hey, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Luke.
I'm Andrew.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hey, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Sam. Here's Karen.
Hi, everyone. Well, today we are going to celebrate Easter. Why do we celebrate Easter, Catherine?
Because Jesus died on the cross and he rose again from the dead and saved us from our sins.
Okay.
We celebrate Easter because God gave us the gift back of heaven.
Okay. Jesus came to the earth as a baby, and then he grew to be a man, and he lived with us. He lived with people on this earth, and he died for us.
He experienced life.
He knew sorrow.
And felt pain.
He was God.
And he was man.
He died to forgive our sins.
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
In the Old Testament, people every year brought animals to sacrifice to the temple so that their sins would be forgiven.
Every year they would bring a sacrifice, and every year blood was taken and sprinkled, and they were cleansed from their sin.
But when God sent Jesus into the world, that all changed. Jesus said, "Sacrifices and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the law required them to be made."
Then he said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will."
And by his death, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ, once and for all.
Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties.
Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins.
But when Jesus offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
By one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Our sins have been forgiven.
Praise the Lord, the heavens adore him. Praise him, angels in the heart. Sun and moon rejoice before him. Praise him, all the stars of light. Praise the Lord, for he has spoken words his mighty obeyed, laws which never shall be broken, for the guidance he has made.
Jesus died to take away our sins.
And Jesus conquered death.
He rose from the grave.
The Bible says when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb, there was a violent earthquake.
Then an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men.
The angel said to the woman,
Do not be afraid, for I know what you are looking for, Jesus, who was crucified.
He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.
Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee.
There you will see him. Now I have told you.
So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples.
Suddenly, Jesus met them. Greetings, he said.
They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him.
Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.
Go and tell all people that on this glorious day Jesus Christ is risen. Rejoice and say, the empty tomb tells a story. He died for us and rose in glory. Jesus lives to forgive. Hallelujah to our King. Go and tell all people that Jesus Christ is Lord. Son of God, King of kings, to reign forevermore. The empty tomb tells a story. He died for us and rose in glory. Jesus lives to forgive. Hallelujah to our King. Sing
disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
Why do you think that some of them doubted, Catherine?
Because some people don't believe no matter what they see and experience.
Okay. Miranda?
They had actually, like, seen him die and they didn't believe.
Had he told them, though, that he was going to do that?
Yes.
That's right, yeah. Do you think there are people today who doubt that Jesus was real and that he died for them and their sins are forgiven?
Yeah.
And why do you think they doubt?
Because sometimes there's a lot of pressure, maybe from family or friends that, you know, think it's stupid to believe in something that you can't see or hear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like some of their family members or friends, like, might not like them anymore because they believe that Jesus saved them.
Uh-huh.
Because they might not think they need a Savior.
Okay, very good answers. Then Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. What does that mean that Jesus is with you always to the very end of the age, Miranda?
Like when you're sleeping and stuff, he's there watching you, protecting you, and just staying with you.
That's a nice comfort, isn't it? What else does that mean that he's with us to the end of the age? Andrew.
He'll be with you till you die. And then even if you believe in him, you'll be with him for the rest of eternity in heaven.
That's right. That's what that means, and to the very end of the age, yeah. Does that bring you comfort? Does that bring you strength and hope?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Easter is a special day we set aside to celebrate, but we can celebrate Easter every day because Jesus lives. He conquered death, and because we believe, we will live forever, and we will see Jesus one day.
In heaven.
That's right. Luke, will you start our prayer?
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, as we celebrate Easter, I pray that everyone would truly understand how much you love us.
You gave your life so that our sins would be forgiven.
You died so that we could live forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Jesus is with us.
He is our best friend.
He is our teacher.
He is our Savior.
What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is a gift to me, sent from God above. So I will never be alone, living in his love. Jesus is my teacher. Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus is my shepherd, and I am his sheep. And I will always follow him. He will care for me. Jesus is my master, and Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Always here with me. He lives inside my heart, and he will never leave me. Jesus is my rock, and Jesus is my savior, and Jesus is my king. Jesus is my friend. Oh, what a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend.
When we believe in Jesus, we will live with him in heaven forever.
That is really something to celebrate.
Great news to share with the whole world. See ya.
Kids is a non-profit ministry dedicated to sharing the good news of Jesus to kids of all ages all around the world.
Would you like to join our team? We would really appreciate your prayers and any financial help you can send our way.
Our ministry is growing,
and we need your help.
All of us at Karen and Kids wish you a very happy Easter.
Christ has risen.
He has risen indeed.